Friday, June 1st, 2018. This is the Morning Mix. And we don't have any Morning Mix music. So, Christy, welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome, JW.
Something happened. They clobbered. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it going to be that kind of a day?
No. We just had, you know.
Okay. I think they were doing a lot of work on the system yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good news. Anyway, we've got a great show for everyone today. The Morning Mix always presents live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. And today, our musical guest in the studio is Morgan Snow of Triggers and Slips. He'll be here throughout the hour.
We will also talk to Rachel Johnson. She's the marketing director of the Ogden Music Festival, and that is going on this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Great lineup. You might want to listen in and then go check that out. We'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll be joined by Katie Stelplug from Arctique. That's the gallery and gift shop out in Camas. They're celebrating their 7-year anniversary.
Yeah, it's a cool place, too.
I want to hear all about what she's got going on. And every Friday, the first Friday of every month, they do First Friday, which is a community gathering artist showcase. And so we'll hear about that because today is the first Friday of the month. It's June 1st. Happy June.
It's gone by so quickly. Of course, it goes by like this every year. And it seems like just yesterday we were snowboarding and skiing. And now, of course, we're kind of getting the spring behind us. But I was down in Salt Lake yesterday. It was 89 degrees.
Ooh.
And when I went to bed last night, when I was watching the news and the weather, it had gone down to 76, dropped 20 degrees in like 5 hours.
Well, I think I always say that the temperature here can drop 40 degrees between day and night. So even in the summer when it's 90 degrees, it's 50 at night. That's pretty chill.
I know.
Pretty chill. How have you planted your flowers?
No, I always wait until Father's Day.
All right,
and
it's coming up.
I think last year I snuck it in maybe 2 or 3 days early. But, you know, there was a frost about 4 days before Father's Day. So you never
last
know.
Last year, yeah. I was out at Home Depot several times last weekend. And the place was a madhouse.
Was it really?
The garden department. Oh, yeah. It's pretty chaotic.
Yeah, I guess you can take a chance. I don't know. I'm just sort of on tradition. You know, you wait till Father's Day, then you put your flowers. And I have so many to put in that I don't want to put them in and get them hammered by a frost.
Right. Well, we'll all come to your garden party once you do.
Yeah. Hey, this is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. Thanks for joining us. We're going to go to a couple underwriters. And when we return, Morgan Snow, musical guest for the hour.
This is Beth, owner of Peak Art and Frame, local sponsors of Cool Science Radio on KPCW. Locally owned and operated, Peak Art and Frame offers local artwork as well as digital printing, custom framework, and mirrors. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
Hi, this is Whitney Ryan from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain's annual summer concerts return to Canyons Village on July 5th and continue throughout the summer through Labor Day weekend. Live music begins at 6 p.m. and is open to all ages. More information and dates available at parkcitymountain.com.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. We are joined by our musical guest of the day is Morgan Snow of Triggers and Slips. I asked him to come on the show because I get pinged every time he books a gig, and my computer just kept going off about all these shows that Triggers and Slips has booked. And I'm going to just read one sentence from the bio because I think it's a good lead-in. It says, his life has played out like a twisted and morphed country song in an alternate universe that took a hit of acid instead of just going to bed. I think that begs for further explanation. Welcome, Morgan Snow.
Well, thanks for having me.
Why don't you give us a synopsis of your music, your career, and Triggers and Slips?
Oh, man, it's been a winding road and definitely not anything that's a straight line. I've had a lot of hiccups and a lot of awesome successes as well in the meantime. And I just keep writing songs and people keep listening to them. So I just, every year it seems like I get more busy with gigs, and like this summer is already pretty much full. And every year around April, I start to trip that I'm not going to have any gigs. And then by the end of May, I'm usually completely full and still adding gigs as we speak.
Isn't that funny when you panic, like, it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen?
I find that as like an independent, you know, quote, I don't know if I'm a business person exactly, but the hardest part is sitting in the lull of the of the downslope and knowing that it's going to come back up and not freaking out and going and getting some crappy full-time job that I'm not going to like. So I just kind of have to sometimes sit knowing that it's going to come back and have some confidence and faith. And so far it's been working for the last couple of years. So I'm hoping it just keeps going that direction.
Or if you encapsulate that time in your mind, like, this is my writing time.
That's exactly what
I'm
I have to do.
Glad nobody's disturbing me right now.
It's a lot of mindfulness, a lot of just figuring out, okay, I'm just going to drink more coffee today and go hang out with my son and my girlfriend and go hiking and enjoy the beautiful Wasatch Front that we live in. So it's really not a problem, I would say.
You never know what's going to happen. So you just sit back and get yourself prepared for whatever could happen. I don't know. Was it Lennon that said that life is what happens when you're busy making other plans? And so just, you know, ups and downs. And you just, you know, here we are out here in Park City. So like you said, just sort of chill out and let it all happen.
Well, the other one I heard was, if you want to make God laugh, you make a plan. And I think that for me, I just have, over the years, I've gotten used to just letting it happen and not trying to plan it out too much and just enjoying it as it's going.
Well, we're delighted to have you for our musical guest for the hour. What are you going to play for us first?
I'm going to play a song that we're actually recording our next album right now. And the song is called Glass Window View. It's one of the more mellow tunes that's going to be on this album. But it goes like this.
Live in the Morning Mix, Morgan Snow.
Falling for me as the leaves all cover the street. I was driving home just yesterday, it seems, and you were still waiting for me. Made their way to these three panes of this glass window view. And day by day, it's haunting to think that my memories are disappearing. But the question that's been killing me, well, am I the wood or the tree? Cold winds have made their way to these three panes of this glass window view.
National Ability Center, a nonprofit organization, supports KPCW and the empowerment of individuals of all abilities, from those with Parkinson's, MS, or spinal cord injury, to veterans or children with autism. Summer brings adaptive kayaking, paddleboarding, rock climbing, mountain biking, horseback riding, camps, and whitewater rafting. National Ability Center, discovernac.org or 649-3991.
Valley Behavioral Health is a local nonprofit and proud supporter of KPCW. We are your community behavioral health center and provide a broad range of services, including individual, family, couples, and group therapy for mental health and substance abuse. We serve all ages in all of Summit County. Please check out our website at valleycares.com or 649-8347 for more information.
If you're just joining us, this is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. JW here with Christy Dilloway, our musical guest for the hour, Morgan Snow of Triggers and Slips. Well, Got a great report for you here, weather-wise. It is 46 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios in Old Town Park City. Today, scattered showers, 30% probability. They are quantifying. But, you know, we'll see what happens. A high of 66. Then everything clears out, and this is what's going to be happening. We're going to have a low tonight of 35. Well, Christy, there's another reason why you don't want to put those flowers in yet, because 35 is close to 32. But anyway, Saturday, sunny, high of 72. It's going to be a beautiful day. Ditto on Sunday. It goes up to 76, sunny skies. And then on Monday, sunny skies with a high of, if you're ready for this, 80. And then Tuesday, sunny skies with a high of 78. For people worried about the flowers, the lows Saturday, Sunday, Monday are well above freezing, 42, 46, and 49. I'm going to still wait, Christy, for that. We'll see what happens. Anyway, that is the weather. And it's been a nice spring. What do you think?
I'm going to say I did plant some pots, and they're doing quite well. And I also, my garden is going off.
Is it really?
Yeah. The iris has just bloomed. Okay. There was the cherry tree segment.
Right.
Remember I said I was going to have a party, and I did. I had a couple. And then now the irises are coming in. The poppies are any day now.
And excellent.
And so, yeah, I think I'm going to go against tradition, as I always do, and say you could probably plant your pots. But, you know.
Joining us now via phone is Rachel Johnson. She's the marketing director of the Ogden Music Festival, which is right around the corner. Rachel, welcome to the Morning Mix.
Thank you, guys. Good morning, John and Christy. Thanks for having me on the air.
Oh, great to have you. And we've been taking a look at your lineup and everything. I got to tell you, I'm really excited about Steep Canyon Rangers. That is such a cool group.
Aren't they, especially with the collaborations that they have been doing with Steve Martin, everybody's favorite bluegrass comedian?
Yeah.
Too bad he won't be at the festival this year, but, you know, we can always wish he were and still enjoy the Steep Canyon Rangers. They just released an album this year, so it's going to be cool to see some new material from a band that keeps bringing it and pushing the envelope when it comes to traditional bluegrass.
And they do keep bringing it, and they're prolific writers, and they're good writers, too. And you might say traditional bluegrass, but also they take it down a slightly different angle sometimes. And, you know, I really enjoy listening to them.
Yeah, almost even the country angle a bit is what we've been hearing lately. And it's just the coolness of their songwriting that they do push the envelope. And, yeah, we're excited to have them this year.
Rachel, why don't you describe for our listeners the sort of the overall musical atmosphere at the Ogden Music Festival. It's kind of bluegrassy, kind of folky. Why don't you describe it?
Yeah, so it just depends on the year and the lineup. But this year, I think if I were to choose one word to describe the overall musical vibe of the Ogden Music Festival, it would be whimsical. Because a lot of these bands take you back to really the feelings that music makes you feel, especially like the youthful musical aspect of Saturday's lineup. So it's always OFM's mission to put instruments in the hands of youth. And we have a lot of youthful bands and whimsical bands this year. So everybody from Lake Street Dive, who doesn't fit the traditional bluegrass bill, they're more along the lines of, I would even say, like folk jam pop. You get them on Friday night, but then you get the folk duo that really a lot of people are coming to the festival for, and that's Mandolin Orange. And they're going to be playing both Saturday and Sunday. And we're opening up Saturday with a duo that's only 12 and 15 years old, and that's Brograss. And so it just takes you back to, you know, why we love bluegrass in the first place and kind of our roots. And that's how I would describe the Ogden Music Festival this year.
And Rachel, if you can just take a step back and take us through the exact dates again and the times and what it would cost for folks to come in at various levels and any other particulars you think our listeners would want to hear.
Yeah, for sure. So the Ogden Music Festival is going to be at Fort Buenaventura. That's in Ogden. It's just off of 24th Street and A Avenue. You can't miss it. And the dates are June 1st through the 3rd, so that's today, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if you're still in Ogden, there's a free concert Monday night at the Ogden Amphitheater that's going to have some of our favorite artists performing as well. Tickets are still available online, or you can buy them at the gate. Our pre-sale tickets are no longer available, so now it's $40 at the door for a single day, or $75 for a three-day pass. There is still tent camping available, and so you just add $30 onto that, so $105 for camping. Our RV camping is sold out, which is so crazy. We've never sold out of anything this year, and I think this is the year to really make the Ogden Music Festival a part of your weekend schedule. It's just going to be incredible. I don't know how we're going to outdo ourselves next year.
I think you're right. This seems like a big, over-the-cusp year. And I will say that some of the acts that are playing, I'll just name a few that we play regularly on our station, include the Little Smokies, Mandolin Orange, Michelle Moonshine, and Lake Street Dive. Those are all part of the lineup today, tomorrow, and the next day. The information is online at, what's the address? What's the website?
Yeah. You can visit us at ofoam.org. And then when you click on the Ogden Music Festival tab, it gives you the schedule and the lineup there available. And we have workshops as well, which is something really cool that we're proud to present at the Ogden Music Festival. So there's the workshop schedules on the website, and that way you can get really up close and personal with some of your favorite bands, Balsam Range, and I know for sure that Steep Canyon Rangers will be doing a workshop as well. It's just really cool to have them break down their songwriting, talk in a mic, in your face while you're sitting there in the pavilion. You can ask them questions, you can mingle. It's really a treat that we provide that to our festivarians.
Do you need to sign up for the workshops?
No, you just show up.
And is it something that you bring your instrument to, or it's more of a classroom setting?
Yeah, it's kind of more of a classroom setting. Now, there is going to be one that's going to be the Wernick Jam Method workshop. And the schedule is online, and so that one you can bring your instrument because it's a certain jam style that Tara Shoup will be going over. She's a very prolific Utah bluegrass lady, and she's going to be going over the Wernick Jam Method. So that one, definitely bring your instrument. But if you want to bring your instrument and ask one of our premier musicians a question like, hey, you know, like this thing is old, or like, what do you think of this? I'm sure that would be just fine, but it's mostly for sitting, listening, asking questions, and interacting.
Well, Rachel, you got some great weather coming up. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday will be clear, high of 72 on Saturday, 76 Sunday, and 80 on Monday.
Oh, good. I was getting nervous. You know, the thing is about the festival grounds, which I'd love to talk about, is Fort Buenaventura has so many side activities for you to do while you're enjoying the bluegrass in the background. There's canoeing. They have a brand new, and it's extensively huge, frisbee golf course. So bring your discs. And the Ogden, or I believe it's the Weber River, is right there, and we have a company doing tubing, and so like bring your water stuff. So usually it's almost too hot to enjoy the music, but this year I think it's going to be just perfect. So bring an umbrella, bring a low back chair, and be ready for a weekend full of your favorite music.
And we should explain that when you say OFOAM, that stands for Ogden Friends of Acoustic Music, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And it's kind of funny. So that's the nonprofit organization that I'm a part of that throws the Ogden Music Festival. But it's as our 11th year for the Ogden Music Festival, people have come to associate OFOAM, like, oh, are you going to OFOAM at the music festival? So it's almost become interchangeable, but it is the Ogden Friends of Acoustic Music, the nonprofit organization that throws the fest.
And as part of that, there's instrument championships that are going to go on this weekend as well, right? Talk about that.
Oh, yes. And that's really cool. So if you don't want to go to the whole festival, you can come and see the instrument championships for free. And those are going to be on Saturday and Sunday. And there's novice and open divisions for fiddle, mandolin, flat pick guitar, and fingerstyle guitar, and banjo, I believe. So it's going to it's going to be incredible. And the winner always gets an instrument and then gets to go on to the Winfield Championships in Winfield, Kansas. So that's going to be, I wonder who's going to win this year. Sometimes we have returning championships, and it's always cool to see the young people involved. Yesterday I was talking to Mariah, October 1st, and she has won almost every division, and I think she's going to come back this year to be a reigning champion again. So,
wow. So maybe you can speak to why Ogden became a center, or became, like, why this came together as Friends of Acoustic Music. Why in Ogden, or what was it just five people sitting around over a campfire one night saying, we should do something? Do you know the history of that?
Yeah. So I've been on the board of directors for the Ogden Friends of Acoustic Music for 5 years now, and as its youngest member, it has just made such a big impact on me, our mission statement of getting instruments in the hands of youth. Ogden has always had a storied history of being not only a railroad town, but with the railroad came the music. Everything from blues to bluegrass to rock, Ogden is, you know, it's a great place to experience music. And when Ogden Friends of Acoustic Music started, it was Michelle Tanner gathering around some friends to find a way to put the mission of, like, music, when youth get instruments in their hands, their lives are impacted in such a positive way, and it makes such a difference in their lives. Like, how can we help the inner city youth of Ogden get involved with traditional music? And all of the, you know, all of the great things that come with being in music. And so there was a music festival at Fort Buenaventura 12 years ago, and it was just a small to-do. And then after that, OFOM was like, you know, we should do this same thing, and we should call it the Ogden Music Festival. And then from there, the festival was born, and OFOM's mission continued to get stronger. So now we have the festival, and we host, we call it No Foam, because it's in February, and that's a concert that we have at Perry's Egyptian Theater. It's also free to kids 16 and younger, and we're going to have Booker T come this year, Booker T Jones. Ooh. And so I'm really stoked to invite him back. Yeah, last time he was here, he sold out the stateroom, so it's going to be nice to have him up in Ogden at the beautiful Perry's Egyptian Theater.
Absolutely. Rachel Johnson, Marketing Director, Ogden Musical Festival. It's tonight, it's tomorrow, and it is Sunday. It's going to be beautiful weather. RVs are sold out, but there's still general admission and, of course, including camping. Just go to the website, and they'll give you all sorts of information and ways to, you know, ways to get in and out. So thank you for joining us, and have a great festival.
That's right. Well, thank you guys for having me, and I hope to see you there. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Well, very, very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited about their success. 11 years is something to be said.
It sure is.
Well, what's going on in this town over the weekend?
Well, we can start with a full Monty. And the Egyptian Theater has the final weekend for the stage adoption of the cult hit movie, The Full Monty. Shows are Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 6. Tickets at the box office on Main Street or online, parkcityshows.com.
You know, summer is the time for rodeos, and along those lines, the Park City Film Series is screening The Rider. It's about a young rodeo cowboy hurt in a tragic accident, faced with being able to possibly not compete anymore. It's showing Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 6.
In Camas this evening is Artique's first Friday open house and artist reception. We'll hear more about that in just a couple minutes with Katie Stepflug.
6 Feet in the Pine is at the State Road and Tavern in Camas, and you can make an evening of it when you go to Artique's First Friday and then head over to the State Road Tavern.
Mountain Town Music open to the Wooden Shoe Park Series tonight with Jim Fish and Friends at Peoria, in Peoria.
And The Elders is at the Cabin tonight, and Bonanza Town is at the Spur.
Let's move on to Sunday. Let's do Saturday first. Swanner Eco Center opens a Saturday morning nature walk this and every Saturday now through November 24th. It leaves the Eco Center at 8:30 a.m. and costs $10 per person, $5 for locals, free to members.
The National Ability Center is hosting their annual barn party tomorrow night, to benefit their equestrian program. I think you can still get tickets online at discovernac.org.
Here's an organization that's really grown the last 5-6 years, Park City Sailing, and they're holding their annual Sailapalooza at the Jordanelle State Park from 10:30 to 3:30 with sailboat races, demos, summer camps, laser rigging clinic, free barbecue, and games. Again, that's on Saturday.
In Midway, the Homestead Resort has a summer concert series on the lawn, and it started last week. This week, the band is the Naked Waiters. It's at 7 p.m. on Saturday. They advise you to bring a chair.
Morgan Snow, of course, our musical guest for the hour. His band Triggers and Slips at Park City Mountain Deck at 4 o'clock on Saturday. Snyderville Electric Band at the Spur and Bad Feather at the Cabin.
And on Sunday, it's the first Park City Sunday Market. The Swanner, also the Swanner Eco Center will host their Craft Sunday for crafty kids on Sunday from 11 to 1. And I think that generally the first Park Silly Sunday seems like a big blowout. Everybody's like, all right, let's do this. Let's
we got to get there.
Where's my Bloody Mary? And there's an enormous, of course, they have bands on stage on their two stages all throughout the day. It was too many to list. So I think you just have to show up. Or you can always check their website or parkcitylivemusic.com, which everyone lists all their music there, too.
Absolutely.
So good resources, too, if you need to see a particular band.
Yeah, and it's going to be beautiful this Sunday, too.
So you say.
Well, Morgan Snow is our musical guest for the hour, and he's going to play another song for us. Morgan, what are you going to play for us now?
I'm going to play one of my newer ones. I actually wrote this song as a poem one night, I think when I was walking around in Nashville and kind of missing my son at the time. And it's the first song I think I ever started with a poem and then eventually made it into a song. So it's called Eye of the Beholder.
Eye of the Beholder live on the Morning Mix.
Quiet mornings will never be something I get used to. The hardest part about not working it out is in the complicated ways that I miss you. Now they're a different house, the whole one family. Guess it makes sense I've always had a longing to accompany the lonely in me. The aftertaste of alcohol's been etched into my memory. The bittersweet temporary relief of the thoughts that remind me of the distance that will always be. But if I could change where the moon hangs, maybe I too could rearrange the stars to tell you how much I love you. Sometimes things are better off, but those little moments, they get lost like the ones that hold the hard times together. Stuck between make-believe, what we get, what we receive, but nothing's ever fair in the eyes of the beholder. Was a better age. I was younger in my heart and rage, and if a new life wouldn't show me no mercy, someday you'll choose a name. I hope you choose to stay the same, but if you feel like moving on, I won't blame you. No, no, I won't blame you. No, no. Cause I'm not the one to claim my own innocence. I would trade it all for one day of complete ignorance. Maybe then I could sleep through the night. Serves me right for taking chances. Romantic movies led me to believe fairy tales in the first place. Sometimes things are better off, but those little moments, they get lost like the ones that hold the hard times together. Stuck between make-believe, what we give, what we receive, but nothing's ever fair in the eyes of the beholder. The beholder, no, no. hardest part about not working it out is in the complicated ways that I missed you. Now there are different houses to hold one family. Guess it makes sense I've always had a loan to accompany the lonely in me.
Are you planning your Park City summer yet? Attend the Park City Chamber Bureau's free summer activities expo and party on Tuesday, June 5th from 4 to 7 p.m. and visit 40 expo booths showcasing the area's best summer activities. Everyone is welcome to join us at the Doubletree Hotel for hors d'oeuvres, prize drawings, a cash bar, and music by DJ Dolph. Details at visitparkcity.com or 649-6100. The Park City Chamber Bureau is a nonprofit organization and a proud supporter of KPCW.
So, Morgan.
Yes.
So much I want to know. I'm still stuck on that acid trip and taking acid instead of going to bed. But
well, you know, you've ever experienced that and you really want to go to sleep and you've done something to yourself that it is not going to allow you to sleep, then I think you might understand that. But we don't need to get into the gritty details.
We just dangle it out there and leave it in the bio for people to wonder. So you have a lot of gigs coming up. Do you want to talk about some of those?
Yeah, Misery actually loves company. You know, there's a lot of listeners right now saying, yeah,
I've done
I know
that.
Exactly what he's talking about. Yeah.
I was
Misery
at a
loves company.
I
I'm
was
there.
At a party where it was pretty late, and then some people actually did take acid, and I thought, wow, now? It's like 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
What are your plans?
In my youth, I had to learn a few things the hard way, and that was one of them. Sure.
Why did I do that?
But yeah, you know, I'm playing at the garage on Beck Street tonight in Salt Lake. I'm playing at Opie Rockwell next Thursday. I'm doing the Payday show tomorrow. I'm also doing the Grand Valley Concert Series. We're opening up
the opener
with their full band, and we're going to come rock out. We're also doing the Buffalo versus Train at the Arts Festival in Salt Lake, which includes Michelle Moonshine, Kate McLeod, and John Davis and myself. And then we're doing some touring stuff this summer. We're working on an album. We're kind of getting out there and stomping some new territory, and so that when we release our album, we have some places to go in the Intermountain West, and kind of working hard in that department, I guess.
What is the territory you want to have?
The West. I want to take all of
the West.
Yep, I want to take all of it.
Draw a line and go to the left.
Yeah, anything that has mountain ranges or anything west of Denver, we're going to take at some point and start stamping it out.
I think there's a pretty well, mapped out or just cultivated tour of places like Jackson and here and, in Colorado, there's so many places to go.
There is, yes.
But then there's a big gap between here and the next ones, I guess.
Yeah, Salt Lake is a tough place to tour from because the closest city is 5 to 8 hours away, whereas in the South, you know, like from Nashville, you've got 6 major U.S. cities that are only 3 hours away. So we definitely have a little bit of a challenge. But at the same time, we also have people that really enjoy the kind of music that we play and bluegrass and country and real songwriting. So I don't think that it's a problem. It's just a little bit different. And, you know, being from out here, I'm used to driving that far. So, yeah, it's just a matter of kind of connecting the dots and taking our music to people that may have never heard us before so they can kind of get into what we're doing.
No desire to live and tour in New Jersey?
I don't even
say New Jersey.
I've never been to New Jersey, but it sounds like a pretty cool spot. I mean, the boss is from there. It can't be that bad.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of towns. There's a lot of places, one next to the other.
That's true. Yeah. It's a very small little area.
Why don't you be the spokesperson and describe to us the music scene in Salt Lake and the area around?
It's eclectic. It's beautiful. You know, there's so many people that are working really hard. I think the Stateroom in Salt Lake really stepped up and offered a lot of the local bands the what it feels like to play a big stage. And I think it all made us work harder and be competitive in a healthy way. I know when I see my friends who are in bands doing really big things, it just makes me want to work even harder. And it's really inspirational right now. And I think that we have something that's really unique and beautiful. Living in Nashville for a little while, I really came back to appreciate the fact that our music here isn't really driven by business. And so it creates a lot of creativity and pride in what we do. And I think when you start with that and when it's about that first, then you've already been successful if you're releasing something that you really believe in. And if you have 300 people that come and see it in town, then you're already successful. You don't need anything else. And everything else is just a bonus.
And the Salt Lake scene, the music scene, is also influencing the Park City musicians as they go down into Salt Lake and see what everybody's doing down there. And you're right, it's really a great environment.
It's a great hub. You know, we get Park City and Ogden people and Provo people, and you know, Salt Lake has some great venues, and like I said, the State Room and the Garage on Beck Street and the Hog Wallow, and there's even more popping up that maybe I'm missing, but I think there's room for a couple more venues and some people maybe to get behind some of the musicians and start helping people like me who are totally ignorant to how to tour or promote myself on a national level, but maybe there's someone out there that will start catching on to the magic that's happening in Salt Lake.
Now, I've been to the Hog Wallow, and I've been to the State Room, but I haven't been to Garage on Beck. I hear amazing things about that venue.
You know, they have an outdoor patio stage. They have deep-fried Mormon funeral potatoes. They have chicken and waffles. I mean, if you haven't been there to go check out music, they do acoustic music on Sundays, early shows. They do a lot of songwriters. They've been a very huge supporter of people that are doing original music. And you could go there and see a punk band or a rock band or a country band or a bluegrass band, or, you know, they bring in DJs that spin vinyl still and old soul records. I mean, it's a very amazing place that you don't have to be a part of one scene or one age group or one class of person to be able to go in there and feel like you're welcome.
Well, it begs a question. Mormon funeral
that
potatoes?
That was my question.
It is a Utah thing, similar to Jell-O and other things, but... Yeah. If you have, I can't really do them justice. I just think it's
heaven.
Is there
cheese or cream or butter? I'm in.
Yeah.
Cheese, a little bit of bacon, I believe. A little bit a lot of butter, a lot of oil. No, if you're missing out, or if you haven't had it, you are missing out. You should definitely get down there and get some of that.
And that with live music seems like a thing to do.
It sounds great.
Well, we will look forward to those shows, and we'll look forward to hearing one more song from you at the end of the program. Right now, we're joined by Katie Stelpflug. Stelpflug.
Flug. The P is silent.
Stelpflug. Gosh, it was a tough name. Welcome, Katie. I'm excited that you're celebrating 7 years with Artique Gallery and Gift Shop in Camas.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been 7 years this weekend. I was just having a flashback on my way over listening to you guys talk about the Ogden Music Festival. We were a vendor there our very first weekend we were open. And I was able to see Robert O'Keen and Elephant Revival. It was an amazing venue. But we were a vendor as the Starving Artist Exchange when we first opened. And then switched to Artique after a few years. Yeah, so 7 years at the shop.
Time flies.
Right.
Why don't you describe the art scene in Camas?
Artique.
You are the art scene in Camas?
I'm the art scene in Camas. That being said, you know, talking about music, we, you know, the high school, middle school, you know, programs at South Summit High School and middle school are amazing. And there are some talented musicians coming out of that school. And we have actually featured a few local musicians, twin girls, a couple years ago for our five-year anniversary. They've played at the gallery many times. But twin sisters who play music, acoustic guitar, and sing. And so we feature local musicians there as well.
So all types of art.
Right, right.
And who are the artists that are being shown at your gallery?
Well, myself is, you know, I'm a ceramic artist, and we have got Tom Kelly, Carol Dew, we have got Mary Ellen Hunter, Judy Summer, who opened Artworks Gallery many, many years ago in Park City. We have a lot of local artists out from Camas, Ed Wittrock, and Stephanie Sherman is a jewelry artist. We have Little Brown Wren out of Salt Lake City. Chloe Fryer is another jewelry artist. Gosh, who am I missing? We have
so local and regional.
All local. Okay. All local. One from Salt Lake, but otherwise it's Summit County.
And I'm looking at a cut sheet here of tonight's opening from 6 to 9 p.m. with the Wobbly Porch Pottery by Stephanie Humes. It's beautiful.
Yes, yes. She is brand new. She literally contacted me a few weeks ago and showed me what she was doing. And a few people had suggested her to come, you know, seek me out. Different pottery than I do. It's cement pottery. So really great for plants because it is porous. So it's like almost like a terracotta pot, but it beautiful work. She is doing, you know, plain cement coloring, but then she also mixes different colorants in there, and they're gorgeous. And they're all different shapes and sizes, great for succulents, great for indoor plants. And so she is our brand new artist, and she's also the featured artist for our first Friday in June.
Today. Artistically, though, it's beautiful. I mean, beautiful. It's very organic looking. Yeah. Can you take a finished concrete piece and fire it in a ceramic oven for glazes and things like that?
No, it would probably blow up. It doesn't have the right materials
in
it. No, I don't believe so. I've never tried it.
That's
don't
not what
quote me.
This,
but
the photos remind me of that Japanese style
raku. Yeah,
so
me
kind
too.
Kind of
and wood
rustic,
fired.
But
yeah,
Zen pictures and ish. Anyway,
yeah, they're gorgeous. You have to just come and see them. She has been working at Park City Nursery for a few years, I think, and I got inspired to start making them. And she also paints on some of them, along with the colorants. She's made a few hangers, and she has some that are planted at the store and some that are just ready mm-hmm. to be planted.
Let me ask Morgan a question. Morgan, can you take Mormon funeral potatoes and put them in a kiln and warm them up?
I don't see why not.
Ooh.
Okay.
See why not.
Okay,
it,
good.
Can you write a song about it? Can you write
a
song about it?
I want to hear the song.
He's already written a song. He's got all this stuff going, man. I'll tell you what.
Much smarter to just eat them.
and describe more about what the first Fridays are like.
So, you know, when we started 7 years ago, we wanted to be able to have like our own version of, you know, kind of like the gallery store in Park City. But have a first Friday event where we feature a new artist or a current artist at the shop and just feature their work specifically. The work in the store is all included, of course, the other 20 artists, but we feature the person.
So you make an event out of it.
Yeah, we make an event. Yeah, appetizers and drinks, and we'll have a fire if it's cooler temperatures and sometimes live music, and then it's all about the main artist who's featured for that day or the whole month, to just really put a feature on their work.
Do people just also come and just hang out because it's
a
cool place to be?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's become...
Bring my chair and just kind of hang out. And...
Yes. It's become an event. You know, it's become a really great local community event. I mean, people come over from Park City. People have come up from Salt Lake. I've had people who are on my mailing list that are just visiting, or tourists that are visiting. They see the ad in the paper and they wander in and they tell me they're from Nashville or New York City or wherever, and they just have wandered in for the night, and it's a really fun, pleasant surprise in a tiny little town like Camas.
We have to go. Road trip.
Road trip.
Just
road
to Camas.
I mean, it's
go.
Not that far.
I know, but we're going to go anyway. We're going to go.
And it's not even that tiny either, but...
Well, and then there was, like I said, there was also music at the State Road Tavern mm-hmm. at DeJoria Center. And then there's some good restaurants popping up in Camas.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're not popping up.
They've
solidified.
Been we've got some pretty good special spots in Camas for food. I mean, we've got the Mirror Lake Diner that's been there now for 5 years. And, of course, people love the Woodland Biscuit Company. And Gateway Grill's been there forever. And State Road Tavern, I just was there last night.
And what's that burger place right at the corner where the light is?
Well, there's High Mountain is also
Mountain,
known for their burgers. They're on Main Street. On the corner is Gateway Grill.
Gateway,
Sean
that's
Warren,
it.
Yeah,
okay.
He's been there forever. So, yeah, great restaurants in Camas. Come visit.
Do you have any goals for the art scene in Camas?
You know,
if you're leading the pack.
I think about, you know, you see places like Hell's Backbone Grill or even Springdale, Utah. Mm. Like, where do they start? They was a bunch of local
Someone
artists.
Someone created a scene.
And they created something special off the beaten path. Mm-hmm. And if you build it, they will come, I guess. I don't know. I'm hoping.
So you built it.
And I built it. And, you know, it's hard to create a place like that is strictly local. There's a lot of local artists in the Camas Valley and in Summit County, and not all of them have the opportunity to be featured in this area. But I love that I can bring in new upcoming artists and longtime artists that can really be featured and promoted, and then also, you know, tell people just how important it is to support local and support local art. Hopefully there will be more soon.
Hopefully. And just for a price point of, you know, do you fall below, let's say, a Park City Main Street Gallery and somewhere? Like, where does the price point fall? Of course, it varies, but...
Yeah, I mean, I can think of a $3 item, and I can think of a $1,500 item I just sold the other day. We sold an amazing painting by Jeremy Rogers, another local artist who's a painter and a fly fishing guide. And I got the pleasant news. I was down in the Grand Canyon for Memorial Day, and I got the surprise news that we sold one of his paintings, and his most expensive painting, which was really exciting for me.
And for him,
seven
I'm
years,
sure.
And for him, too.
Absolutely.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
So, yes, there's the range right there. People say, do you have items less than $20? Yes, I would say probably 60% of our items are less than $20. And
so good for gift shopping.
Gift shopping, mm-hmm. Great for gift shopping, birthdays, anniversaries, weddings. And then you can also get that one-of-a-kind beautiful painting or photography that you want to put on your wall forever. So all sorts of things. And honey, local honey. Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, watch out.
Yeah.
Goes fast.
I've been really into honey lately.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good
Doug
stuff.
Doug Fryer, the honey. He's the bee guy around
here.
Is he?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. He's got local honey out there. Yeah.
Well,
great stuff.
So tonight is Artik out in Camas. It's located right on North Main Street. And you kind of can't miss it, right? It's a
you can't
brightly
miss it.
Painted
if
house.
If you go past the turnoff from Ear Lake Highway, which is another destination spot out there, just keep going towards Oakley. And on the left-hand side, little green building, 3rd North and Main. If you've missed it, you're not paying attention.
You'll know when you missed it. Turn around. All right. And it's from 6 to 9. Is that right?
6 to 9 tonight. Yep. Cool. And you'll also see beautiful flower planters outside of Stephanie's for color.
Excellent. Oh, and she's going to be at the Silly Market on Sunday, right?
Oh, right, right. The Silly Market starts on Sunday, June 3rd, and Stephanie will be featured as a vendor there for 4 Sundays this summer. She's not going too crazy, but this Sunday, June 3rd, and then she'll also be next July 1st.
One of the many, many, many craft and art vendors at the Park Silly Sunday Market.
Yep.
Always good to see what people are putting out.
Always nice to have that start up again. It's,
right?
It's a lot of fun.
Means it's summer.
Yeah.
Must be time to buy a gift for somebody. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you out in Camas.
Thanks for having me.
Do you need an underwriter or should we jump back to Morgan?
Oh, we're going to play one underwriter and we'll be right back. Katie, have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Okay.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub on top of Main, serving pub fare and craft beer since 1986, offering a private event space, a dog-friendly seasonal patio, and weekend brunch. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
And welcome back to KPCW. If you're just joining us, this is the Morning Mix. JW and Christy, we're talking about weekend events and talking about all sorts of stuff. And our musical guest for the entire hour is Morgan Snow of Triggers and Slips. Ah, beautiful.
So, Morgan, you are Triggers and Slips when you're Morgan Snow and when you're with the full band?
Yeah, it's an and in both, not an either or. I think that's why it's a Triggers and Slips.
I'm an and in both, not an either or.
Okay, it's good
I
to know.
I think that's quotable. Put an air quotes on that. I think there. I'm going to find ways to bring that up in conversation.
Yeah. I just like that you use air quotes. I like air quotes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I have a hard time right now of seeing my name on a T-shirt. It's just easier to put Triggers and Slips on things and stickers than my own name right now. So maybe one of these days I'll go by Morgan Snowmore. But right now, Triggers and Slips seems to be the best moniker for me.
I'd say for branding, you pick something and stick with it. But and when you open the season at Deer Valley on Wednesday, June 20th at the Grand Valley Bank concerts, put on by Mountain Town Music, which KPCW will be broadcasting live every week. How many people are you going to have up there on that big stage?
Oh, we are probably going to do a full 7-piece band this time. We've got some special things planned for that show and to kind of represent what we're doing. And we've always enjoyed playing in Park City, especially the outdoor shows that Mountain Town puts on. It seems that we get a really good response. So we're going to up the ante from the last time you've seen us, and when you come out, I think you're going to be dancing, and you might cry a little bit, you might be rejoicing in whatever it is, but we're going to put on a really good show, and we're going to rock out, and we're going to play some really amazing songs.
You know that first opener usually gets like 3,000 people.
That's what we're hoping for, yeah.
All right.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, yeah. Why don't we thank our wonderful sponsors?
Well, we're thankful that all of these companies and businesses support this show. These include Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain. You can find us on Facebook at KPCW Morning Mix. You can email us at morningmix@kpcw.org. And now, you know, I used to say you could listen to the archive show by going to our website, but we do have a podcast now. You can go to wherever you get your podcasts and you can download the Morning Mix show. And it'll be right there so you can listen whenever you want. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, and if you want to listen to the music, of course, we have music at the top of the hour, bottom of the hour, and at the end of the hour. But if you're looking for those weekend events, that'd be a great thing to do because we post the podcast about an hour after the program. So if you're still thinking, what did those guys say was happening Saturday night for music? You could go to roughly the bottom of the hour where we have weekend events and get all those goodies right there.
Roughly the bottom of the hour.
Yes. Well, this is, it's a
it's
dynamic.
Live radio, people.
It's a dynamic experience. Live radio, an adventure.
It is. I try to make it tough on you over there on the board by.
Hey, before we turn this back to Morgan for a final song, everybody get outside this weekend. It's going to be beautiful. A couple clouds today, but I'm just going to say one more time, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, current thinking, it's going to be sunny and beautiful. 72 for a high Saturday, 76 on Sunday, and 80 on Monday.
All right, Morgan, last song for this hour.
This is one of those cautionary tales of one of the first songs I ever had to explain to my mom about artistic freedom, of writing songs that aren't always entirely about me, but also has a little bit of local flair. Well, I didn't mean to. Famous last words. I never meant to get so high on the 4th of July, right before my gig. Wearing my blue hippie killer and baby tank. I didn't mean to, but that ain't okay. 'Cause I didn't mean to. Red and lipstick red across the mirror, right next to the bed. I didn't mean to fall down hard. I just walked right into my backyard. 'Cause I didn't mean to. Famous last words. Never meant cause you so much hurt. Oh, I didn't mean to. Yeah, I can promise you that. I know that I'm not the one to blame. 'Cause I didn't mean to. But you didn't listen. You walked over the hill, 2 miles round trip, and 2 miles in hell. But I thought it was awfully suspicious that you got a 911 call when it was you out patrolling in Park City expecting me to take the fall. 'Cause I didn't mean to. Famous last words. Never meant to cause you so much hurt.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com, Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, FredMarshallPainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
You're listening to KPCW in Park City.
Sing that verse. Oh, I didn't mean to. Honey, what's your excuse? I never meant to get so high. On the 4th of July, up here in Park City. Right before my gig.
very nice. Well, folks, we're going to go to NPR National News, and then Emily will be the DJ playing some great music. So stay tuned. Listen to KPCW all day. I do.